from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey man.
We are live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. Mike Bell, we've got today and tomorrow, and then our residency is over.
Yes, it's been a great summer for us here. We've learned a lot about ourselves. We've eaten a lot of wings. Haven't bought as many shots this year, if we're honest.
That's true.
Last year, I lost money on these promos, if I'm honest, Carl. Yeah. But hey, man, we're here till 7 o'clock today, and then tomorrow, final day of our residency. And today, we walk in, first guy I see, Gal, goes, hey, man, what'd you see today? And I think two things. Drake London, right? I think Drake was definitely on fire today. That was one of the things I saw. And then Kirk Cousins. It's funny because we spent a lot of time yesterday and all week talking about what Pitts is going to be. How about that nice touchdown throw in an 11-on-11 from Cousins to Pitts down the sideline? That was a thing of beauty.
It was. I'll tell you this. Watching practice today, if you're a Falcon fan, you should be happy about today. One, this was the most intense practice they've had. Two, lots of plays, explosive plays down the field. Three, Kyle Pitts looks like the real deal. And the good news for us is if he plays like he did today in practice, all right, he's beating DBs, he's going up top, getting balls, he's doing all the things. If he plays like this, Atlanta, we're going to be all right. We are going to be just fine offensively. And, Mike, the other part of this is with Cousins, you know, again, we just take for granted. Turtle and I were talking about this. I was talking about this with other guys on the sideline as we were watching. We take for granted we have a guy that can deliver the ball deep and accurately. And it's one thing for guys to get open. I think guys were open last year. But it's another thing to have a guy who can deliver the ball accurately down the field. And for all that we're talking about with Pitts and London and making these plays, and there were back-to-back drives where London had touchdowns today, It's the fact that you got a guy that can throw the football.
Kirk, by the way, it's funny. We were talking about this before the show. So we're ready to interview a number of players. Kirk was doing the big media scrum interview, and he walks by, and I just say, what's up, superstar? Because we had never really had a chance to talk face-to-face with him, you know, since he got signed. Everything, you know, had just been on the phone. And he stops, and he's like, so you guys, what do you – I go, we explain what we do, afternoon drive. He goes, I've been here all these last few years. He goes, been hearing you guys on the radio. And then he starts asking us about hockey, and will we get a hockey team here? And next thing you know, he's being waited. They're waiting for him to get in the media room to do the big media scrum, and he's just literally taking the time, looking in the eye, having a conversation like you're a regular Joe. Every time I hear the guy speak, and now we get a chance to talk to the guy. I just hope he can stay healthy because, Carly, he's one of the more rootable guys we've had come through here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know if people – again, we watched that show. What was it, Quarterbacks?
Which gave you a little bit of an insight to it.
And you saw his wife and his family, and I said that. You know, once that show was over, I had a better understanding, a little bit more about who Kirk Cousins is because he hasn't been our guy.
Right.
Just telling you guys, when you see him out, he's a guy that will sign autographs. This is the sense I get, Mike. If you saw him at a restaurant, you're not interrupting him. He would speak to you and talk to you. You know, some guys, they just have this thing about them where they are unapproachable. He is the complete opposite. And so what does that mean as far as wins and losses, to Mike's point? Don't know. But in practice, he looked damn good today, and that was a positive for the Falcons as they got after it. Now, they will play the Ravens on Saturday. We know he's not playing in the preseason, but Cousins did speak to the media overall today talking about the practice. I want you to hear what he said about what he thought today.
I thought it was a strong practice. I think that to have a strong practice, you really need all three phases of football showing up. And I thought our defense showed up at times, our offense made plays. I don't pay attention too much to special teams, but I'm sure it was a good practice. But players making plays, and that's what you want to see, and I think we had that. I think guys strained and worked and got better today, and there's always going to be a few plays you want back. So we just kind of keep taking steps. Right now it's that time of year where you just every day you go out looking for continuous improvement, and you know that there's not a, you know, a true game lingering a day or two away like there is in the season, but you still feel that sense of urgency to get better and improve and get better as a group. Building towards week one and beyond. So take any questions you have.
He's right. All three phases, and they did that today. I mean, it was literally ones-on-ones, 11 guys out there, drive the field, red zone situations. Hey, we scored. Field goal. Let's kick it. They did every aspect as if it was a real ball game. And, you know, we talk about these practices, and I know we've been talking about this for weeks, Mike, where they're going through a lot of drills, right? It's receivers versus DBs. It's O-linemen versus D-linemen. Today, it was line up and let's play. And the intensity was where I think Kirk Cousins talked about wanting it to be when they left Miami after he said we're able to pick it up a little bit. And I think he's right. I thought it was, overall, this is one of those practices where I'm telling you, it looked good. Guys are making plays, and offensively, Mike, I was just pleasantly surprised at how good some of these guys looked, including Ray McLeod, who we got a chance to talk to today.
Right, and that's basically just I don't want to, you know, repeat you and be like a parrot, but yeah, it was one of the better practices. We've seen some practices, and again, some of this is the way the new CBA creates this environment. If you guys watch old practices or like to see the Falcons in person, you're like, this isn't football. This is like, you know, like two-hand touch and there's nothing going on. And it's like 2 weeks of just kind of like walkthroughs. This was really getting after its stuff. And also the fact that Coach Rock kept the practice. This practice was supposed to be over at 11:30. This practice went about another 20 minutes.
It did.
And it was extra intensity. It was almost like saying to challenge the challenge of Kirk Cousins to ramp it up and get there. And I saw that today.
404-726-0929. It's our text line. You can text us as always. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. Coming up, we will talk about the Braves. They did pick up another dub last night. Again, a West Coast, many of you are sleep when these games finish, but they found a way to get it done. And also, our interview with Ray McLeod coming up a little bit later on this hour. As far as NFL news and more Kirk Cousins coming up, we just found out that J.J. McCarthy is going to miss the entire season for the Vikings. Now, remember, they drafted him 10th overall.
Right.
We didn't think he was going to start the season, but at some point, Mike, they were going to hand the reins to him. He looked good in the first preseason game. But, guys, he's got a torn meniscus. It needs repair. And now we find out today, literally just moments ago, he is done.
Imagine being a Vikings fan. Somebody just said to us, should you draft Jefferson in your fantasy league? Well, I don't know. I mean, he did have some good numbers despite the fact that, you know, Kirk Cousins was gone for 9 weeks last year. But still, I'd probably tap the brakes on taking Justin Jefferson really as the number one guy if you're picking first or second in the league.
Tyreek, would you take Tyreek? Number one?
I take Tyreek number one. I mean, I definitely take Bijan top eight, by the way. Bijan's going to have Christian McCaffrey, let's hope. like numbers. But if you're a Vikes fan right now, I would go to the blender and I would take all the tequila in the house and just and throw it in there.
There's no way Darren Hall can come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
Yes, unless Darren Hall comes in from BYU. Oh, wait a minute. We knocked him out of the game.
Unbelievable.
And then Joshua Dobbs beat us at Mercedes-Benz. But if you're a Vikings fan, yeah, you were excited because you saw J.J. McCarthy look great. I mean, look, again, could be against third stringers, whatever, but you see a guy threw beautiful touchdown passes in that preseason game. He's gone.
He's done. Kirk Cousins was talking about thinking about week one, Mike. We know he won't play Saturday. He won't play in the final preseason game. But what is he thinking about right now? The week of the season, the first week of the season.
Yeah, I asked that question myself like 17 times a day. You know, where are we? What are we not doing? What do I got to go cover that hasn't been covered? Unfortunately, it's hard to know. You know, it's hard to really know until you play. I've heard some head coaches say they don't really know the team they have until week four or five. And I can see why they say that. But where we are right now, you know, I like our group. I think that, you know, the Miami practices were a good test for us. We have to keep bringing intensity every day. And you got to believe that if you do that, your coaches will have you ready.
I like the fact saying your team needs an identity. We're going to find ours. Again, this is the leadership stuff where we've talked about it over the years. There's been a vacuum there at the quarterback position. Quarterback, the most important position. You guys all know that. But it's what it means in that room. Matt Ryan had it. You know, I know fans maybe didn't understand it or appreciate it here all this time.
True.
But Kirk Cousins is just, like I said, a guy that's he's come in and he's done everything you can expect from a guy that has a rep. Again, now all he's got to do now this year, Carl, is go win a couple playoff games, right?
Let's hope so, Mike. It is Dukes and Bell live at Hooters, guys, Mall of Georgia location. We'll be out here until 7. Let's hear Cousins talk about testing the mobility on the ankle. He took off a couple of times a day. Again, play breaks down. You know, it's that whole thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Thing where you kind of look and you cringe and you go, we don't need that.
Right.
But he's got to test this ankle. And the only way you do that sometimes is to scramble and practice and see what you're capable of. He was asked about that today.
I think it's really important that you do playoff schedule, that you do move, and that, you know, they're going to blow a quick whistle at times, but that you try to get it to feel like a game. That's important. And it's hard with a red jersey, but it's a big part of football. As you watch guys off schedule plays are a big part of being successful.
Yeah, and he did that a couple of times. You know, obviously they let him run like 3 yards and they blow the whistle.
Right. But, easy now. Back to the stable.
But he doesn't look like he's hampered by this thing, Mike.
No, I mean, we've seen, you know, have you ever had an Achilles? I never had the misfortune of having an Achilles.
No,
we've seen
God.
Friends that have had it. But, yeah, he looks like a guy that, you know, we've seen other athletes come back from it, certainly in the NBA. Kevin Durant, probably the most high-profile guy. But he doesn't look like there's any kind of, to your point, hindrance that's going to keep him out. Just don't think there's no way we're going to see him regular season. Same thing we said about Bijan yesterday. No reason. Bijan has looked great. Bijan looks like he is ready to go right now. I think most of this team does. What about the defense? I haven't really touched much on what do you think about the defense today?
There were good points. I mean, listen, the secondary, I'm talking about these explosive plays, and the guy just hit me up. He's like, what you saying about the secondary? they were challenged today, but it wasn't right. The starters necessarily. These were rotational guys that, you know, they're trying to fit the void, Mike, and figure it out. Mm-hmm. King played a little corner, we saw. AJ was out there at times, but there were other guys on the second and third team defenses from the secondary that, you know, let guys get over the top. Let's just tell it like it is, man.
Right.
And so up front, I felt good, but the secondary, I literally said, if Kurt is doing this to our secondary, what
yes.
is he going to do when the season starts? And then, you know, as it was pointed out, all of those guys were not starters, and I was like, you're right, that's true. I can't get overly excited, but, man, they were making some great plays.
On the text line, Jimmy says, how does Penix look? Well, Penix, I think it's kind of the stuff we've seen a lot of this camp. It'll be a play where you and I will be like, he's got to get the ball's got to come out sooner. And he doesn't, and the ball gets to a receiver, but it's late. He probably would have taken a sack, or he misses the receiver. And you see his body language, and he comes over, and he's like, you know, and it's not like he's just sitting there like, hey, man, whatever. And then T.J. Yates will come over, or Zach Robinson will start talking with him. Next series, he's out there. The ball is out on schedule. He had a couple of touchdown throws today. And again, 2 minute, they did what? 4 minute, 2 minute red zone drills today. And it was just a lot of fun to see the tempo. It really was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Penix, by the way, if you're he's getting plenty of snaps, okay?
I mean, it's right there with Cousins.
It's right there. So, again, we're in that time in the preseason and certainly in camp where you can do this. Guys, once we get to the season, that doesn't happen. You're trying to prepare the quarterback who's going to start on Sunday for the game, and he won't get as many reps. So he's getting plenty of reps right now. More from Kirk Cousins. Also, along the way, more news around the NFL. But today, take note. Good practice today.
Right.
And hopefully they can build on that. We'll tell you the play of the day when we come back. The one thing that had everybody going, next on
right.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Live at Hooters, Mall of Georgia location. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, our interview with Ray McLeod, who stopped by after practice. Interesting dude, Mike, because he has an interesting skill set, doesn't he, Ray McLeod?
Well, you'll hear the interview because I thought, you know, we're going to see him doing some return work because he's got over 3,700 yards in punt returns, kick returns in the NFL in a new, you know, world we live in where, as we say in the interview, nobody really has a handle on it, including, I think, other teams' coaches. I think our coaching staff is still coming to grips with how this is going to play. The referees don't quite understand that. We saw that over the weekend in some games. But he's a guy that he's crafty coming out of Clemson and certainly a guy who's been able to stick around for, you know, what, going on almost 10 years? Well, no, 8 years in the NFL.
I think he's going to have a significant role, as I've been talking about Darnell Mooney as well. These guys will play a significant role. What that means and how that looks, that I don't know. We will see as Zach Robinson figures this out as the season goes along. Hey, one of the plays today, and I just retweeted it, the Falcons put out a picture with Drake taking his helmet off. He didn't actually have his helmet off. He took it off. And they say, oh, yeah, Drake London's ready. He made a big play down the sidelines, made a play. It was a touchdown. And his helmet happened to come off, so, you know, he right. rips it off. And you see the photo that I just retweeted to put him up, see Dukes, where he's yelling. And guys were going crazy. But to say, Mike, that he almost made every catch today, I don't think he had a drop. I'll be honest with you. I don't think Drake had a drop today. And they went over the top a couple of times. They were had him going over the middle. But this particular play where the Falcons, you know, media staff is like, London's ready. He looked ready today. He looked ready.
Dude, and we said this like the first day at camp. I mean, you know, not like he's walking around going, blank you, but there's an intensity. You know, hi, Drake, how you going today? Blank you. No, he's really intense.
Get out of my face.
But he's, I just think,
who is he, Mr. T? Get that microphone out of my face.
Next question. No, that's the promoter. But no, he's got a juice about him because I think Drake, he would never say this because he's never going to disrespect guys he's played with. But I think, you know, he feels like he's wasted his first 2 years in the NFL.
Yes.
And it has been because the quarterback play has been brutal. And now to come into this world with guys, you know, like I said, even Penix is looking like that man, that ball. Yes, the ball just comes out faster than Cousins because he's younger and he's got more RPMs. But Cousins has got the guile and the experience. Either way, we're in a good spot. You know, it's funny. I've been going round and round about, oh, you just do one or the other. Either you do Cousins or you do Penix. And now you look at the Vikings and you say, okay, maybe I get why you do two. You know, even though I still think it's a waste of some energy and some resources, you know, because Sam Darnold is not an option for me, but we'll see. I mean, maybe he resurrects his career, pulls like a Kurt Warner, but it doesn't feel like that's something that's ever going to happen.
Yeah,
does it?
I just, listen, the numbers don't lie, and you had over 65 different quarterback starters last year in the league.
Right.
You don't know how that affects your team until you have to go through it. And so, you know, if you're telling me at some point, if those numbers continue to trend the way they are, Mike, that means at some point your team's backup is going to play through the course of an 18 or 17-week season. And if you don't have somebody you can trust, you pretty much can chalk that week up to an L. That's where we're at. And so I'd rather have the situation we're in than be in the situation the Vikings are in right now, kind of looking around and going, all right, what's out there on the scrap heap? And yes, it may have seemed like it was redundancy and unnecessary, but I think, again, I've been saying it, I think they're in a really good position for now and the future, and God forbid if something happens to Kirk, which we hope that doesn't happen, we're going to be all right. We're going to be okay, and you got a guy that can play and start immediately. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Turtle's here with us. Our executive producer, O, is back at the studio. He is our engineer, Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer, hanging out at Hooters with us. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
He's back. I'm talking about Money Harris. Mm. They have tripled Eli White to AAA, option, should I say, Eli White, and Money Harris
after making
back.
The greatest catch to save the game last night.
It's crazy.
What an amazing catch, and here's two tickets to Gwinnett.
Yeah.
But Gwinnett is popping.
It is. Thank you. Yeah, that's the phrase I've heard. Hey, he was activated from the 60-day IL. He'll be in tonight's lineup. Mike has been saying it. Can he come up here and hit? Mike, can he come up here and hit?
He's been raking here in AAA for the Stripers, and we need him to hit the ground running. That's the big if. For all the things that we've been going round and round on this, you know, it's beyond a roller coaster. It really is. The Brave season is like an EKG. You know, and you just hope that he can just maintain what he's been doing in Gwinnett. And maybe they give him a shot at leadoff again. I know that was kind of Devin is the place for him in that lineup. Either way, give me a bounce. And then if Ozzie can come back a little sooner than later and give me a bounce, that's something, man.
Yeah, we're going to cross our fingers, and let's hope that these guys that are hitting right now continue to hit, and then Money Harris adds to that. But he is back in the lineup tonight.
We said it yesterday with Grant, just real quick, just to double down on what the Braves are doing. The Phillies, I've lost four in a row, including now at home. And if the Braves are just, I mean, there's like seven, I can think of like two dozen games off the top of my head I want back, right, from the months of like June, July, and August. But if you could just play a little bit above 500, you could literally be two games or one game out of Philly right now. If we hadn't lost to the Marlins, for instance, we'd be three games out. But anyway, Braves right now are six games out, and Philly is just, they are, I was talking to Hugh Douglas, people are freaking the out up there in Philadelphia, like only Philadelphia can.
Well,
which adds pressure to the whole situation.
They should be freaking out because they had this wrapped up. And I don't know if they got lax, Mike, or it's the fact that their best player hasn't been their best player. Whatever's going on.
Bryce is back on fire now, but now the other guys are falling off.
It could benefit us if we handle our business. What did you think about last night? Because, guys, we found a way to get another win. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear Brian Snicker, because this is what we've been talking about, Mike. These key moments, right? High leverage, clutch situations, whatever you want to call them. We have not been great in those situations. And, you know, you think about the night before where Sale was great and we win 1-0. And then last night they went again in 10 innings and Snit was like, hey, this is what it's about.
Another big one right there. You know, just good start by Charlie and Yeah, that's a big win. You know, we were going. I mean, if we're going to make a push and do anything, you got to. That's kind of the way it starts happening, and so that was good.
It was good. Yeah, man. It was another one of these extra inning games, and the guy on second base just makes you want to, like, just jump out of your chair because it's like, geez. And Iglesias, ballsy move, because I didn't think after going two innings Iglesias would be used. But, by the way, they've scrapped the six-starter crap. You know, Snicker kind of said that after the last homestand.
Yeah.
You've rested all your guys. It's go time now. We gotta make some gains here and win
right.
Some games. But Chris, Charlie Morton does a great job. Just two earned runs. Always gives up a home run. That happens. Also got his career 2,000th K. I didn't realize where Charlie racks up in all-time history for beating guys. You know, he's top 10 in baseball and plunking guys.
But he's played a long time.
Right.
When you play that long, you're probably going to hit a few guys.
Right.
You play 20-some-odd years.
The guy that I wanted to strangle last night was Pierce Johnson. That was brutal. Throws one in the dirt with a runner on third, and that allows the game to go extras.
The bullpen, again, to Mike's point, held up. Here's Snit, as he was asked about what he thought about the bullpen.
I mean, I was just see Iggy. You know, originally I had him down, and then call down there late in the game, see what he thought. He's raring to go. So that's tough duty with that tie-in or go-ahead run at second base start. That was a great job by him. And Dylan, Jesse, make it happen. Eli with the big play, center. Yeah, big win.
Yeah, to Mike's point, Eli, big catch. Hey, kid, I need to see you in my office.
Eli White, I mean, if you didn't see it last night, because like Carl, I got to about the sixth inning, then, you know, I'm getting old. And so this morning I watched it, and I was like, wow, that was impressive. And look, Soler, he's never going to be confused for a Gold Glover, but, you know, matter of fact, how about Soler catching the they called Soler in the outfield. I'm like, no! And it was Kelnick.
It was.
Our boy, Gordon, that was one mistake he made last night.
He thought it was.
Because when I saw him catch it with one hand, I'm like, there's no way Soler is catching the last out of the game with one friggin' hand, and it was Kelnick.
Yeah, luckily he made a good catch. By the way, this was the game winner. Mike, you've been saying this too. I mean, I don't need to see Sean Murphy. I need Travis d'Arnaud in the lineup for his bat. I need Travis d'Arnaud in the lineup for his bat. I don't care about anything else right now.
Streaky good.
We got to score runs. This was d'Arnaud with an RBI single. This put us up 4-3. This was the game winner.
Tonight, 3-3 as we sit here in the 10th. d'Arnaud to the right side. It does get through. d'Arnaud delivers again. And Atlanta is back in front.
Yeah, there are certain things. If we are going to try to make this happen, and you know where I'm at, right? I'm not certain of a lot of things on this team, but you got to have that guy in the lineup. I need the most efficient bats as I can possibly get. Harris, come back and hit. d'Arnaud, you're starting every day. I don't give a damn about the defense at this point. We got to score runs. Riley Olson, let's keep it going. Laureano, good. You hit a home run. Like, can you give me another one?
And, you know, Laureano, even though, as we said, we all kind of hold our breath when the ball is hitting his general direction, now that Money Harris comes back, I mean, Money, from now on, Mike, anything from the foul line to the foul line.
It's yours.
You got it, okay?
Wait a minute. How's this guy going to track down
Don't worry about
balls?
It. Remember, what was the old line, Elliot Maddox? Two-thirds of the Earth's surface is covered by water, the rest is covered by Elliot Maddox. No, sorry, Gary Maddox. Elliot was his brother. But Gary Maddox for the Phillies that always used to go to the World Series or go to the playoffs. But, yeah, man, I'm excited to see. Hopefully, this gives you the bounce. I know some things you can't quantify. There's no way to find it stat-wise. But let's hope that, yeah, Money Harris comes up, gives this team a spark, and they feed off that. Because, like I said, Phillies are walking around like, you know, shooting themselves in the foot right now.
Listen, the best thing that could happen this season would be for those guys to cave and for somehow us win this division.
Oh.
It would feel unbelievable. Yeah. Like, it would feel like redemption.
Even
for
better,
the way the season has gone.
Now, some guys say we got to complete the circle and we got to knock out Philly in the NLDS. I still want no part of Philly in the NLDS.
No,
let that be the Dodgers' problem or somebody else.
I totally agree, which is kind of why I'm like, okay, let's see where they end up. But, yeah, if somebody said to me, hey, how do you redeem this season with what's happened to us and the injuries – come back and take this division from the Phillies.
Right.
You talk about them being in the dumpster.
Boom.
We'll see how that plays out. Hey, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Normally, we are entertaining you guys from 2 to 7, which is the case right now, which is why we are not at Flowery Branch while other members of the media are getting a tour of the new locker room and weight room. We're going to talk to our guy Joe Patrick, who covers the Falcons for us, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm just telling you right now, all those pictures you'll be seeing out there, and this is the first day that members of the media here in Atlanta that cover this team on a daily basis like we do have had a chance to go in there. It's incredible. And I know you maybe have seen the video with Grady kind of giving you a tour of the locker room and everything, but there is no excuse whatsoever to talk about these upgrades. $45 million worth of upgrades.
I know that when they did those NFL Players Association, those kind of anonymous rankings for the players, and I think Arthur Blank took it to heart when he saw how bad his facilities got ranked. It was like, you know, Arthur wants to be great at everything.
He does.
You know? And so, yeah, the weight versus the weight room. It's the size of an airport. You could park a Learjet in the weight room. And I got to be honest, a couple of years ago, you and I were talking about this. I got to go down to Tallahassee for the spring game, and the boosters, if you're, you know, whatever your contribution level is, you get to go tour the facilities.
Sure.
And FSU's weight room was more impressive than the Falcons, and that was like, what's that about? Now you can't say that. It really is truly state of the art, and I think fans will be blown away when they finally get to go back in next summer for camp.
Every major program that is a contender in your mind, whether it's Georgia, Alabama, Texas, pick your program,
right,
all had better facilities than the Falcons over the last 5 to 10 years. It's just what it is. And so when you talk about an NFL team now upgrading this, it's a big deal. And it by the way, you look good, you play good, right?
It's true.
And you feel good. So that's what's going on up there at Flowery today. You'll see some of those pictures. We'll talk to Joe Patrick coming up. When we come back, we had a chance to catch up with Ray McLeod. What is his role going to be on this team this season? Find out coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We're live at Hooters, Mall of Georgia. Hanging out, and appreciate all the folks coming in and hanging out with us. We'll be here again tomorrow. And then I think that's it for a while, Mike. I think until the season rolls around.
Yeah, man, this is it. It's kind of like a U2 at the Sphere, Carl. You got to catch it while you can. So come by tomorrow, and then we'll be back.
This is it.
We'll be back here later in the fall, I imagine.
Make no mistake about it.
So we'll be here, and again, we got some of our regulars are already hanging out. Our buddy who just sat down, his wife, last time they were here, I'm not saying she was bored with the show, but she was knitting mittens, like, at the bar. And I said, like, well, while she's here, could she make Carl and I a sweater? You know, maybe. We have Amen on the front, but our usual suspects, some new folks as well, so thanks for coming out. Our beer is on tap. If you haven't had Hey Man Ale, ice cold Hey Man Ale right here. Look at that. Delicious. Filled with minerals and vitamins. These claims have not yet been substantiated by the USDA.
This is true. If you missed it, Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy is going to miss the season. He's going to have surgery on the meniscus. They got in there and realized, oh, well, it's torn, and it's going to need to be repaired. So Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Vikings, announcing that today. More news around the NFL coming up in about 20 minutes in our NFL Blitz, including who offered him a job. We'll tell you about that coming up at 3 o'clock. But Mike and I had a chance to catch up with Ray McLeod, man. Listen, all the guys on this team,
right,
okay, or at least most of the guys that we've had a chance to visit with and talk with, and it's mostly been all of them, guys, whether it's been on microphone or not. Mike, the vibe is good, right? We feel good about the guys as a whole, okay? Again, I'm not telling you we're going to have 15 wins, but if you ask me about the group, and I think Ray was talking about this with us in this interview, you get a sense that, hey, number one, there's camaraderie there. The guys like each other. There is this one thing that's going on where guys are trying to compete and make each other better, and that's good. And I only say that to say that, you know, you need that. It's something that makes up a good team. You got to have good players, but you also have to have some of that, don't you?
Guys buying in, and you know, guys also. I mean, some guys getting some different, some new opportunities here. Different team for him. He's had his best success with the 49ers. I think anybody who's coming from the 49ers in any role is somebody I want on my team based on what they've been doing. But he's been a kick return guy. You'll hear that because we asked him about kick returns. I was kind of surprised by his answer, but he sees himself as more as a receiver and a guy who's going to be in the mix role.
Yeah, no doubt. This is Mike and I with Ray McLeod. Another day on the grind here at Flowery Branch. Dukes and Bell and Ray McLeod joining us right now. Watching practice, man, obviously, you know, you're going to have a significant role. I've been talking about this on the show and just want to kind of get your thoughts on it with the offense and how they're moving you around and got you playing all these different spots, man.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing, you know, being here, being with these wonderful coaches and outstanding team, man, just from teammates top to bottom. Man, we push each other and just man, in our room, we just so competitive, and every day we always trying to get a percent better, 2% better, not just 1%, 2% better, and always push each other. So it's going to be fun, put up a lot of points.
Ray's got over 3,700 yards in punt returns, man, was the number one guy doing that job a couple years back. What's your role going to be about that here on this team?
I don't know, man. Whatever coach need me to do, I'm doing it, you know what I'm saying? So for me, I never shy away from being on that field, so.
So something you may get into? They may have you out there?
Of course. I love to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever coach needs, whoever need back there, you know what I'm saying, make play.
What do you think about a new kickoff thing, man? How do you feel about it?
I don't know yet. When I get out there, I think it's going to be more spacious, but I just got to get out there and feel it. I haven't did it yet exactly. But I think for me, man, football is football. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be – primary training is the same. So, but the kickoff thing is just going to be get the ball in your hands still, make the play as you was always making.
It almost looks on TV and watching practice, Ray, that nobody really knows what this is going to be yet.
Yeah, it's more – I think for, like, the returners, it's more decision-making. And the kicker is a placement, ball placement. I mean, they usually can just kick it out the end zone, put it in the zone. But now you can't really – you can't put it in the zone, but it's like a different – I guess the ball is laid closer up or whatever. But it's just about making good decisions back there, you know.
Ray McLeod joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Falcons continue to get ready for the next preseason game against the Ravens this weekend. Ray, talk about the similarities, if you could, to what you came from with the 49ers with Shanahan's offense and then what Zach Robinson's trying to do here with you guys.
Very similar. I think we're probably the same details, same scheme, schematic, everything. It's just a few things that change for us. You know, I think we're trying to put the ball in explosive hand. I think there's no ideal player we're trying to go to. Every player, everything's let's beat the defense. Let's run concepts, this and that. You know, over there it was different. We didn't know where we're going with the ball. Just Kyle's the guru at that. You know, X's nose. So over here is just, man, go play football, go win, and we're gonna beat you. Our quarterback mind, just placing on the field, knowing where to be at. You know what I'm saying? So our detail, I think everything detail wise is the same.
Every team is unique, but like the 49ers, it seems like we got a lot of cool guys in different positions. We got Bijan, got Pitts, got guys like you and Drake. Just seems like there's a lot of options for Kirk Cousins and Penix.
Definitely. And having a quarterback like that is a blessing.
Can we talk about your college career a little bit, man? Because Clemson opens up against Georgia, Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 31st. Obviously, you had a great time. You guys were rolling when you were there. What's happened over the last few years? Everybody's been saying, like, what's going on with Dabo? What's happening? What's your opinion on that?
I don't know about that one. I have my little brother there right now. So
how's he doing?
He's doing well.
Okay.
He'll be playing at the Dome. Played a lot last year. So he'll be a good, big year for him. But I can't tell you, man. My class is just different.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, what changed? Is it the recruiting?
What changed when we got there? My class was the first time we started going. Mm-hmm. 2014, 2015 was the 2 years. I came in 15, though.
Yeah.
2014, that's when D-Y got there, and it kind of, okay, we can see what it's going to be about. But who put the icing on the cake? 2015 class. You know,
so, right on.
That's what changed.
Ray Ray's guys that beat Nick Saban in Alabama in 2016, the first national championship for Dabo. Out of Sickles in Tampa, Florida State didn't come after you?
Florida State. That's why I'm a no baby growing up. But
wouldn't give you the love.
Nah, I was number one athlete coming out. Mm-hmm. It was between actually Florida and Clemson. Coach Sunny was consistent.
Coach Rogers said you're lying. That's what he just said.
Huh? He ain't come get me out of Clemson.
I ain't come work you out?
Yeah, he worked me out at Clemson.
He did? He worked you out?
Yeah, me and Dion at Clemson.
Oh, wow.
Had us doing gases before we run routes. For what? You never doing this in a game.
He was trying to check your heart,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he made us do like 8 gases, and then we ran routes. But but everything with Clemson, I think they're gonna be good. Have a good year. Coach Sunny, get it back on track.
Yeah, man. It's Ray McLeod joining us here on Dukes and Bell. So as far as just the getting acclimated, man, here, how's it been? You know,
has it been? I'm from the South. I'm from Florida, but this ain't too far.
Right.
And being at Clemson, I was there every weekend, to be honest. So
you was in the A?
Every weekend. I have family here. You know, so I just was here chilling. So a lot more to do. Being in college, you know. So for me, it was easy transition.
Right on. Well, hey, man, best of luck. We can't wait to see you out there, man. However they're going to use you, man.
Yes, sir.
Ray McLeod, guys. Pretty cool dude who's been, you know, bounced around the league a little bit, Carl. Got some traction with the 49ers. Now trying to do the same with us.
Yeah, he was with Pittsburgh 2 years ago. Remember, Matt Canada was the coordinator. He wasn't any good. So he did not have the kind of year where they thought he would.
Did lead the league, though, in punt return yards. That's what I was talking about, his capacity in that role here, especially with his new rules and the kickoffs. Is that something? It's weird how punt guys don't do kickoffs and vice versa. But anyway, he's more of a pass receiver here. That's his role.
And then he goes to the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan, and his yak is like 7 yards a carry or, you know, every time he touched the ball, Mike, which one of the highest in the league. even though he didn't catch a lot of necessarily balls there, because you got to remember, they have Ayuk, they had Debo and all these right. guys. Here's the other thing we didn't talk to him about that I know for a fact that they love about Ray Ray, and that is he blocks. And you got to be able to block in this offense, because if you're a receiver that's on the field, Mike, you got three wides, a tight end, and a running back, what they call 11 personnel, you got to be able to block. And you go back and watch some of the stuff with him at the 49ers, he's blocking downfield for Christian McCaffrey. They're hoping he can do some of that for Bijan Robinson, but he's not afraid to stick his head in there, and that's one of the reasons why I think he's going to see a lot of time. Now, also, the Rondale Moore injury, you know, obviously helps him, unfortunately.
Yeah, creates an opportunity for him, then it sort of becomes a battle for reps and for catches for him and Casey Washington, the rookie out of Illinois, and who's going to get a chance to, you know, impress. And that's where it matters. I know that we've talked about everyone hates preseason football, is what it is, but that's one of the roster battles, though, to watch. To see how Casey Washington, can he climb up the depth chart? We talked yesterday. I was talking earlier.
He had a couple of big catches
he
today.
He did today. And another guy, it's tough to watch at practice. You're gauging, you know, special teams. But one guy who did show up against Miami in the game and in the week of work is D'Angelo Malone. So even though maybe he's not getting the job done, or at least not exceeding expectations as a third-round pick, he's apparently got a high motor guy. But apparently he's been killing it in special teams. So that's one way he's going to stick with his football team.
We're talking about Falcons practice today up here at Flowery Branch. We're at the Mall of Georgia. Hooters guys right here in Buford. But as we started the show, we told you, good practice today, man. They got after it. It went longer than
it was
expected.
Noticeably good.
Yeah. And the main thing is, if you're saying, well, why? It's just the fact that guys were making plays. It was the intensity was there, and you just felt a little bit different about today's practice. Speaking of the practice, can I hear Cousins talk about this schedule, Big O, back at the studio? Because he was talking about starting the schedule, Mike. We've been saying this all offseason once the schedule came out. He's acknowledging they got to get off to a fast start. They got to win some of these games here early. And he was asked about it. You know, they're saying, yeah, obviously we're not going to see you in the preseason. But Cousins was talking about how tough he thinks the schedule is to open.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on teams where, you know, I've started, I think, 1-5. And you look up and it's like, oh, no. And then we worked our way back, but it's too late. And so, you know, there's definitely – you got to get the wind at your back, and you do that by winning early. And so that's partly why training camp, I think, is such an important deal, is you got to hit the ground running when week one gets here.
He's right. And I'm a big proponent of this, right? I don't believe you wait until week four when you play the Saints, and all of a sudden, because it's a division game, it means more. All of these games matter. And you don't know, Mike, as the season plays out, especially in the NFC – how that's going to affect your playoff position.
Right. Conference record, of course, is important. Then sometimes the tiebreakers, you guys know. I mean, look, beating – if you could go 2-2, I don't know. Nobody wants to come back to work on Monday and we lose a close game to the Steelers. Or even worse, we lose a bad loss to the Steelers. But, you know, that's a tough opponent just because you think of the physicality. They got to straighten out their quarterback situation. You know, Justin Fields can't hold on to the football. That's a problem for him. Russell can't get on the field right now because of, like, whatever minor injuries he's dealing with. That's what they're calling him in Pittsburgh, by the way. So he's not exactly winning over the fans. I think that's a game. Now I'm thinking that's a game we got to win. You know, we were looking at the toughness of matching up against their pass rush and, you know, T.J. Watt and all that. But that's a game that, man, the question mark for me is, where is our pass rush coming from for getting Jalen Hurts and keeping it from hurting us? Same thing with Patrick Mahomes. You know, the Saints, I'm not worried about containing Derek Carr, right? But, I mean, those first three games, where's the edge rush? What's the dynamic defense going to look like? Changing looks, blitzing. Because remember, all you're seeing in preseason is vanilla. That's base. It's not what you're going to see in the games.
Yeah.
So it's hard for us to kind of to know what exactly, you know, Jimmy Lake and company are cooking right now.
The Chiefs, you know, the fear with, like, a guy Mahomes is, you know, he runs around and creates so much time for himself.
Against everybody.
Everybody. He right. does it against everybody. You don't have to be anybody special. So that is certainly a concern, Mike, when you talk about getting pressure. And remember, Patrick Mahomes is not looking to run. He's looking to escape pressure and throw the ball down the field. So that is going to be the danger there. Hurts has that ability, but I'm still a little – I'm not bullish on that offense yet. I know Kellen Moore did a really good job with the Cowboys, went to the Chargers, did a really good job, whatever. I need to see what this is going to look like. And are they all on the same page? Like, it's early in the season, Mike. The Eagles may be better offensively by week 8 or 10 than when we see them early in the season, simply because, again, all this stuff is new. Jalen Hurts has said 90% of the stuff they're doing is new. This isn't what they did the last 3 years or 4 right. years since he's been there. And this isn't Nick Sirianni's offense.
And it's not Shane Steichen's offense, because that really was what the offense was. Because Sirianni apparently is literally the ultimate CEO. He is, I mean, I got to be honest. He's almost like, remember Mel Brooks in emblazoned saddles, Gov on the back, so you know he was the governor. I mean, this guy literally, he is the total figurehead. Hedley Lamarr was the power behind it.
It's true.
Anyway, hey, man, I just, there's a Mel Brooks reference for you, Chris. You've seen Blazing Saddles, right? Okay, good. But no, man, I just think there's some turmoil with a couple of teams we're playing. Not to mention the fact they're going halfway around the world south to play in Brazil the week before. Yeah. 10 days off, though.
Long time. Speaking of Casey Washington, I'm going to repost this throw from Michael Penix that he hit today down the sidelines. Washington's had a really good camp, guys. All right, we're coming back. Who offered him a job? Oh, stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.